Hello, you're listening to the Nate Larson Radio Show. Thank you for tuning in. This is yours truly, Nate Larson. And guys, check this out before I start the show. June 18th starts at 7 p.m. We have the Indie James Radio with Hit to Beat Entertainment. They have partnered to give one lucky artist a round trip to New York and a chance to win $1,500. I don't know about you, that sounds pretty sweet. Now, the winning artist at this event will perform in New York for Hot 97 DJ Drew Ski and 105.1 on the Radar Gate P. You have a chance to win, like I said, $1,500. This is going to be at the Nightshade Lounge downtown. It's going to be great. I'm going to be there with LV. We're going to host this thing. And it's going to be a party. Also, June 24th, Saturday, we have the Ghostface Killah concert. This is at the Dolce Vita, Florida resort. And the doors open at 8 for the concert. But starting at 5, I will be there with LV and Check the Rhyme Radio. It's going to be a big Indie James event. At 5 o'clock, we have the main stage, the MC Cypher. So all you hip-hop heads, get down there, sign up, do your thing. It's going to be like a tropical 8 Mile type of situation. And it's going to be great. I'm excited. I'm excited to see the Ghostface concert as well. What a legend. Guys, look. I've had a busy week. What can I say? A lot of things going on. But I'm happy. More than happy. I'm thrilled to do the show for you guys. And without further ado, this is one of my new favorite songs. This is Dua Lipa off the Barbie movie soundtrack coming out. This is Dance the Night Away.
Shakes and it burns.
I love this next song. It's been covered by a lot of artists, and I didn't know until about a year ago that Chaka Khan is singing all the backgrounds, and it's pretty much a duet between her and Steve Winwood, but I love it because she's one of the best background singers ever. This is Steve Winwood with Higher Love. You know, sometimes I think to myself when I was younger, you know, there's the old Jim Gaffigan joke, you know, he says, what is harder than, what is that, brain surgery? You know, that's always the thing people compare hard things to. And he says, what do brain surgeons say? I don't know, what is it like talking to women? And, you know, I love that joke because it's true. Talking to women when you're intimidated, or talking to men if you're a female, or, you know, I'm not going to draw lines here. Whatever you're interested in, all right? Whoever you're interested in. It can be difficult to break the ice, and you don't want to say anything that party might find offensive, or you don't want to offend yourself. I don't know if you can do that. You probably can't. But look, guys, sometimes you feel real comfortable, and you just put it out there. And if you're the kind of guy that's overly confident, you know that person likes you. You say something like, you know what's up. Donnell Jones wrote a song about it, and I love it. It's a classic. It's coming up now. I love the Bee Gees. I mean, they had a hell of a reign in the late 70s. I think they're very synonymous with disco, even though they had a music before, I mean, a career before and after, writing songs and just, you know, influenced so many artists, myself included. And this is one of my favorite songs of theirs. This is the Bee Gees with Inside and Out. I love in the 70s or and then the 80s and in the 90s and the 2000s. Who am I kidding? It's a common practice to name yourself after an item, a fancy item, or a car. I know there was the group Blue Magic that was named after a very popular heroine, I think. I'm watching the Rick James documentary today. I'm about halfway through it, and he had a group called the White Cane. I think we can all do the math there. I also love, there's a great group called Rolls Royce, and they did this next song. It's called Wishing on a Star. I love it. Beyonce covered it. It's a great song, one of my favorite groups, and I hope you enjoy it.
I'm wishing on a star to follow where you are. I'm wishing on a dream to follow what it means. I'm wishing on a star. Best of things, oh baby, when we're together.
This next song is so great. I love it so much. This is Groove Theory with Tell Me. It's a straight classic. It's coming up next. Like I said a couple songs ago, I've been watching the Rick James documentary, and it's really amazing. And really, I've heard a lot of people say that if he had really broken through with Super Freak when MTV, because for those that don't know, MTV, when it first started, was very segregated. They only played white artists. The first artist to really break through was Michael Jackson, and he only really broke through because the president of his label basically threatened MTV. That's the story. And after that, you had Beat It and Thriller and Billie Jean and all those songs. And, you know, they say that if Rick James had broken through before, he would have been as big a star as Michael Jackson, as Prince, as Madonna. And I believe that because his music is incredible and he's so talented. And this is one of my favorite songs of his. This is Rick James with Tina Marie with Fire and Desire.
Wow. It's really good to see you again, baby. And I must admit, you're looking very, very, very nice these days. I guess life must be treating you well. Oh, me? Well, I've just been doing the same old thing I've always been doing. You know, I've got a new lady now, and it's a little different than it was when I was with you. You know, I think back to when we met, the way I used to be and the cold way I used to act. But more than that, I think of how you changed me with your love and sensitivity. Remember when I used to thinking he's God's gift to women. Remember how I used to do that? I must have been crazy then. Remember when you used to
I wasn't very nice, I know. Woo!
I think we both say a little too much today.
No.
After all, OT, you're kind of with somebody and I'm kind of living with somebody. But please do me a favor just before you go. Just put your arms around me and hold me like you used to.
I will hold you tight.
Up next on the show, we have one of my favorite hip-hop groups ever. This is Cypress Hill with Insane in the Membrane.
Were you trying to get crazy with this, eh? Don't you know I'm loco?
You know, in doing the show, I love music so much, and sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes I'm like, oh yes, I'm an artist as well, not to brag, but it's the truth. And I also have music, and if you haven't checked out my music, please do. I'd appreciate that. This is one of my favorite songs I've ever done. This is Yours Truly with Close to Love.
Excuse me if I seem a bit out of my element. You just caught me off guard. Honestly, wasn't expecting it. Should've been protecting my heart. How was I to ever know that it wasn't possible that this could happen to me? So much more beautiful, even more incredible than I ever thought it could be. Is this the one I've been? Closer to Mars, the moon and the stars, closer to heaven above. I've been closer to being a trillionaire, but I've never been this close to love. I've been around the world, I never met a girl, makes me feel quite like you. Can't get you off my mind. I've tried a thousand times, no matter what I do. Must be the one I've been. Closer to Mars, the moon and the stars, closer to heaven above. I've been closer to being a trillionaire, but I've never been this close to love. That's so pure, love that's so real. Never been so sure that you are the one. I've been closer to Mars, the moon and the stars, closer to heaven above. I've been closer to being a trillionaire, but I've never been this close to love.
The other day, I was driving my car, and it's not like this song. This is one of my favorite Mariah songs, but it was on the radio, and let's just say it got real loud in my car, and I was having a great time. So I'm gonna recreate that now. This is Mariah Carey with Honey.
Oh, oh, honey got me hooked on you.
Yeah. gonna do right here is we gonna smooth it out. Come on. MC. And she won't stop.
I always wondered, as a songwriter, when artists cover your song and it is, you know, superior to the one you recorded as an artist, what it does to your brain. And I've heard, like Dolly Parton says, Whitney's version of I Will Always Love You is the superior version and it's her song. And, you know, I've heard things like that. When the Bee Gees, who wrote this next song, heard Al Green version, I wonder what they thought, because it's one of my favorite songs ever. This is Al Green with the Bee Gees penned How Can You Mend a Broken Heart.
Think of younger days when I lived for my life. Was everything a man could want to do. I could never see tomorrow. I was never told about the sorrow. And how can you mend a broken heart? How can you stop the rain from falling down? Tell me can you stop the sun from shining? What makes the world go round? And how can you mend this broken man? Can a loser ever win? Somebody please help me mend my broken heart and let me live again. Still feel the breeze that rustles through the trees. and misty memories of days gone by. But we could never see tomorrow. Would you believe that no one ever told us about the sorrow? So how can we make a broken heart and mine is? How can you stop the rain from falling in my house? Stop us, that old sun from shining. What makes the world go round? And sometime I have to say, I just wanna live again, baby. How can you mend this broken man? Yeah. Somebody tell me, how can a loser ever win? Baby, I'm gonna say, baby, help me mend this old broken heart. I think I feel like I wanna live again. How can you mend this broken heart? Somebody please tell me, how can you stop the rain from falling down? Although my clothes are all wet, tell me, how can you mend mine? Please help me mend my broken heart. I believe I got a feeling that I want to live. La 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 la.
Up next, we have one of Prince's funkiest compositions, and it's not even his song. This is Sheila E. with A Love Bizarre.
Thank you.
You guys have a great week. Please check out Indie Jam's Instagram for details on those shows I mentioned in the beginning of the show. And please check out my Instagram and my social media as well, at Nate Larson Music, and on TikTok at NateTalk87. Now, guys, listen. It is Sunday as I'm recording this. This is Monday when you're hearing it. And for a lot of reasons, this song makes me feel like a Sunday. Makes me feel like someone's making fried chicken and cornbread and biscuits and all the things I like to eat. And the music's playing. There's a barbecue. Family's around. No one's yelling yet. No one's inebriated yet. But you're having a great time. No drama. And everything's great. This is the Staples Singers with I'll Take You There. Guys, thank you so much. I'll see you next week. Have a good week.
Doing something so.